This is Young Ghost and Midnight Moon with Live and Direct. And coming to you live and direct from the studio right now, see that little segue I did there, it's the wonderful Polly Hill. Hello, how are you?
Morena. I'm good.
It's nice to see you.
It's so nice. It's been so long.
It has been. We were both just saying time is weird at the moment. It's very hard to be like, how much time has passed? I think the last time we talked was around the end of last year, which is a hot minute ago now.
Truly.
And you've been busy. You have got a brand new track out, which is called Pulse, produced by the mighty Deda Meelin, and with the most unbelievably cool and cooked video. What have you been getting up to, Polly Hill?
Oh, way too much. I'm going to snap my brain in half if I keep at this. But lots of filmy stuff, really. Kind of back-to-back projects, and then had this little track with Deda cooking for a while, and it kind of felt like the right time to marry my two favourite things, film and music, and
yeah,
make something happen.
Because for people who don't know, you have a different hat which you put on, which is your filmmaking hat.
Yeah,
in about, the industry.
Yeah, I have about 75 hats.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. She loves to hustle. Filmmaking and music. But, I mean, ultimately it's all just storytelling, right? And
yeah.
I think doing one or the other makes me better at the other, or just reappreciate it more.
I think that with the video you've made for Pulse and the song, you can see how those two things elevate each other. The track is awesome on its own, but there's something about the weirdness and the sort of like uncomfortable space you've created with the video of this that takes you deeper into what you're trying to explore maybe with this track. What was going on for you when you were making this? What made you sort of be like, this is the video, this is the song, this is how it's going to happen?
Well, it was actually a collaboration with Frankie Berge, an artist from Pōneke, and they had heard the song, she had heard the song, and was very like, she got a real sense of escapism from it. And I think also the fact that I don't do heaps of like dancey stuff, like, or just high energy stuff, and I think she kind of jumped into that like off kilter but kind of portal into another world vibe. And I talk about how I wrote the song one night out when we were at a bar and we looked around and all the freaks and geeks and gays were out, and one of my friends was like, oh my god, we've turned this place into a gay bar. And it was kind of just like that, that kind of you know, if you don't feel like you have a lot of space, like, allocated to your community or whatever, and then you kind of find a way to make some, and then people come to you, you know, and everyone comes, and it's great, and it's really, like, you know, well-intentioned and pure and fun. And that was kind of the vibe. And then, yeah, Frankie rode with that and an amazing team and built and designed a crazy world.
To give someone who hasn't watched the video yet sort of a vibe of what this world is. Green is the first word that comes into my head, but what else would you sort of describe it as?
I would say like when we were directing that act, it was a lot of like Berlin Underground Club.
Berlin, darling.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Berlin once, so I know a lot.
That's all you need to know. Been to Berlin once, that's it.
yeah. But I think Frankie loved like the idea of like, you know, bodies under plastic, they become quite anonymous, and it turns into just about the movement and the music, the energy. It's not, you know, like, and the underground, you know, hence the bugs, and making the bugs look really beautiful, just this juxtaposition of beautiful and icky, because I think they walk hand in hand. I feel like
they do,
particularly for me, my whole brand is kind of like icky cool.
I don't know. Icky cool, I think, is a great brand to be aiming for.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the Venn diagram of icky and cool.
Yeah.
I think that's a good description of this video. It's got a joyfulness to it, which I think really struck me, which the song also has too.
Yeah.
And I think hearing what you're saying about that experience of being in the club and seeing all your friends and all your community in the club and being like, oh yeah, like, we're here taking these spaces and making them our own. I think that's a joyful act as well.
Totally.
There's a lot of conversations in queer movements about like joy as an act of resistance, and in club movements as well, about that being kind of like a way you take space up or a way you make a scene or a sound sort of stick.
Yeah.
And I wonder what that means for you, because your music is joyful, your gigs are joyful.
Mm.
It's a very special space to be.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because I feel like, you know, I have to work quite hard to be like up and joyful and fun, and in all honesty, if I had it my way, like, and there will be a point where maybe I don't have to work that hard, or it would just be a different evolution. But yeah, I don't know. There is something nice, like, you know, you get on a bill. Like I'm doing this show with Church and AP and LB and stuff at the Hollywood.
Yes.
And I just know, like, that, like, I'll bring out some different people, and, like, there'll be some diversifying and blending of, like, you know, worlds, which I think is the most exciting thing for me. It's about, like, you know, not necessarily knowing where you fit in, but little bits of you fitting in and across different communities and cultures and stuff. Like, that, like, that's exciting to me, not just... having to like stick to what you're told kind of vibes. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, you know, gotta pay homage to, like, you know, places like Fully Explicit and Filth, who kind of paved that way for us and gave us, kind of empowered us to be like, no, we need space and
yes,
this and that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting you say that, because there's a B-side track to Pulse and another video, which is the opposite. Like, it's the not fun vibe, not joyful
not
vibe.
You do have to have a bit of the shade, don't you?
That's right. All duality and everything in moderation, right?
The gig that you just mentioned there at the Hollywood, that is going to be huge. I can't believe it's free. That's just outrageous. I think maybe it's sold out or nearly there.
Yeah, no, someone DM'd me being like, any plus ones, it's sold out.
So I think the way it works with those gigs is, because the tickets were free, you have to go before 7:30, I think it is.
Ah.
And so if you don't go by 7:30, then your ticket is up on the door. So there will be door tickets.
Okay, great.
So people just head down. If you didn't get a ticket, just get down there and you'll be able to hopefully get in. But you've been working with Dedimil in a wee bit, and he is a really genius producer.
Really is.
What was it like with this track? Did it just kind of fall into place?
Yeah, it was interesting. Like, I've never jumped on another producer. Usually it's just me.
Yeah.
And I think there's a little bit of freedom that comes with that. Like, you can kind of let yourself go off on a tangent that you might not necessarily go, and you know, I'm lucky enough that Deda saw something that in me, that he sent me like a beat pack with a few different beats, which are all fire.
Yeah.
And I intend to get to all of them at some point, but I kind of just like sat with a couple and was like, oh. And then I always do this thing where I like put them in my car, like I have them play in my stereo, and I like drive around town like freestyling, like finding the sound. So if you catch me driving in my whip around town, like rapping, that's what's happening.
You're not talking to yourself, you're creating.
yeah, it's my process. But yeah, and then we just had like a back and forth, and he, it's amazing with another producer, like, because I've never had this experience heaps. You know, you send him a demo and he's like, sends you back a version and he's chopped it up and reinterpreted it in a whole nother way. Like, you know, I'm just not used to the evolution, like moving that drastically, and it's... Yeah, he's a genius. He's I call him the style bender, because he does the hip hop thing, but he comes with his own I don't know, vision, or he digresses from traditional, and I don't know. I just think he's great.
You can always tell his stamp on something, even though it might not sound anything like the last track he put out. You're like, oh, that's better, like, for sure.
Yeah,
I think we should have a listen to this, Polly Hill.
Should we have a little spin?
Thank you so much for coming in today. It's always an absolute joy. We'll see you at the Hollywood very soon. And if you haven't got tickets, get down there early and you might be able to get some door. So I'll give you all the details on the other side. But this is Pulse, produced by Dedimil, by the wonderful Polly Hill.
Sharks praying on the beast that slept. We found power and the power. vibe and pulse. Season I've had fucking frenzy with my frenzies. You can't beat me. Cooked off the books, getting looks with my sweeties. Had fucking frenzy with my frenzies. You can't beat me. Cooked off the books, getting looks with my sweeties. We'll break the bank and move the budget quickly. Drink like fish and smoking like a chimney blast. Theme, you know the team is with me. Fold the vipers, feeling fucking filthy. Dodging and ducking on all of these wines. Things you can come by me on for my rhymes. Skin timing divine like the beat that I'm riding. Crooked teeth smile and we on invite.